the third and the last great events of the last year. Well, it's already been touched upon, more than touched upon. I'm only going to, well, not much more than mention it, and that is the launching of Golden Drum, our new magazine. Nagabodhi already has spoken about that, and I must say it gives me very great satisfaction to be present on this occasion and actually to see and to hear Golden Drum, the first issue of Golden Drum being launched, you know, by Nagabodhi. I personally wanted a magazine for the FWBO for years and years, but I wasn't going to have it prematurely. I felt we had to be ready. We had to have the resources in the way of, well, not just finance, but contributors. We needed to have a certain degree of intellectual and spiritual maturity in our contributors before we could really effectively communicate the message of the FWBO through a real magazine. So I hope that Golden Drum will make what the FWBO stands for more and more widely known in the West. And then there will be a Buddhist dawn, not only in the West, but perhaps in many other parts of the world. As I mentioned, you know, earlier on in the day, as I mentioned in the course of the afternoon, just a week ago, in fact, I was in Spain. Now, I was staying with some friends in the Alicante area, and of course the climate was completely different, the weather was completely different. I could hardly believe it, because for the whole of the week that I was there, the sky was absolutely blue, not a fleck of cloud in the sky, in that deep blue sky for a whole week. And the weather was beautifully warm, in fact it was hot. And I was given by these friends with whom I was staying a beautiful room on the first floor of a sort of villa. And I used to go out onto the little balcony, the little wrought iron balcony, early in the morning. And I had a beautiful view. Below me there were orange groves, olive groves, little farm houses, cactus bushes. And in the distance, well, ignoring the towers of Benidorm, in the distance there was the sea. And during the day, that sea was a brilliant blue. But I used to go and sit out there early in the morning, before the sun rose. And at that time of day, the sea was a sort of gunmetal blue, if you know what that sort of colour is, a sort of gunmetal blue. And I used to sit and, you know, just wait for the sun to rise. And sure enough, I see just a sort of just a dot of sort of fiery orange, you know, rising in the east from behind this gunmetal blue sea. And then I see just a little bit more. It seems to rise with remarkable speed, and I'd see a whole segment, and I'd see perhaps a third of the disk of the sun, and then a half of the, you know, the disk of the sun, and then I'd see the whole sun. And due to the mist, though it was so bright, I could actually look at it. And it was all sort of beautiful, rosy red, quite soft at that time of day, almost like a full moon, you know, more than a sun. But as it rose, you know, higher and higher into the heavens, it became more and more brilliant, more and more like a sort of disk of burnished gold. And after, of course, a few minutes, when it seemed to be a few inches right above the horizon, it was, of course, then difficult, to look at it. And as I watched in the morning from my veranda, of course, I knew that I was going to have to speak, you know, this evening on this very subject. I had to give my title, though I didn't have much of an idea what I was going to talk about. But I'd already given this title of Buddhist Dawn in the West. And I was thinking as I watched that rising sun, well, in some ways this is like the Buddhist Dawn in the West. And sometimes in some respects it isn't. Because as I watched, you know, the rising of the sun, as I watched the dawn in Alicante, there were no clouds. There was just this pure blue sky. And then the sun rising, as it were, out of the sea. But the dawn of Buddhism in the West, the dawn of the FWBO, didn't take place, you know, quite like that, because it has to rise from amidst quite a few clouds, as I indicated at the beginning. But gradually, of course, that Buddhist dawn in the West transcended those clouds. It rose above those clouds. Although perhaps there are just one or two clouds, you know, here and there in the sky, you know, Buddhism in Britain or Buddhism in the West, I think we can say that the sun of the FWBO has risen above them, and it is shining more and more brilliantly and more gloriously. And one can see that sun, one can see that golden disc, you know, not just as a sun, one can see it even as a golden drum. In fact, I think in the sutra itself, the golden drum is compared to the sun. The sun is the golden drum, and the golden drum is the sun. I can even remember in one of the Upanishads, to quote a non-Buddhistic source, a certain sage, a certain seer speaks of the sun as a sort of golden door, a door which you have to open by means of your spiritual practice, a golden door through which you pass into a higher, into a spiritual world. So that's one way in which we can think of that golden disc, the sun, or the drum, or the drum, or the sun. And Naga Bodhi spoke of beating that golden drum, not just in terms of the magazine of that name, but in terms of the movement as a whole. So it's as though, you know, the movement as a whole is not just a sun. It's not just a question of a dawn. The movement as a whole is itself a golden drum. And you may remember that in the sutra, at the very beginning, there's a figure. I think he's described as a Brahmin, but it's Brahmin in the spiritual sense, who is beating upon that great golden drum. Maybe that's what I've been, you know, doing this evening. I've been beating upon this golden drum, and, you know, perhaps trying to rouse you a little bit, and, you know, get a little bit of response from you. Because now that I've started handing over, I certainly don't think that it's, you know, my movement. It's becoming less and less my movement in a sense every day, and I'm very happy to see that. It's your movement. The movement belongs to the you know, the order members, the mitras, and the friends. So we're celebrating. We've practically finished celebrating. Or when we've had a concluding puja at the LPC, we will have finished celebrating the 19th anniversary of the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order. So for me, this has been a very enjoyable occasion. I might say, in a sense, a nostalgic occasion, but again, also a very inspiring occasion. Because I could even say that I'm beginning to hear that golden drum, you know, which is the FWBO, sending forth quite a vigorous note, quite a vigorous sound, without my even sometimes touching it. And I quite like, you know, just as it were, sitting and listening to the sound of that golden drum, which is sending forth that beautiful music, the music of the Dharma, without perhaps my even having to touch it.